Thank you. All right. It's just after 3 o'clock here on KVMR, and I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, or let the cat do what it wants, or the cat's meow, or pajamas, all of those things. I'm going to tell you what's going on, because you're probably wondering, you're possibly angry. These are all ill effects of community radio, and we don't want to precipitate them, so I'm going to tell you what's going on there on those couple of records. We just heard from Leola B. Wilson. That was in reverse order. State Street Men Blues, kind of sounds like Kansas City a little bit, you know, standing on the corner of the men ain't no good. And Backbiting Bee Blues, which I believe is a Bessie Smith song. I don't know. And those were recorded in 1926, I think. 1926, something like that. Those are on the Paramount series, and both of those, do you know? I'm going to tell you, both of those feature Blind Blake on guitar. And before that, that little mini set, we heard some tunes by Cannon's Jug Stompers, and then two really wonderful numbers, No Secret, my favorite of the set, Banjo Joe, Poor Boy, Long Ways From Home, and Madison Street Rag. And guess what? Banjo Joe? None other than Gus Cannon of Cannon's Jug Stompers. What a terrible name. Of Cannon's Jug Stompers. And playing guitar on those records? Anybody? Nobody's calling. I'm going to tell you. Blind Blake! I don't know. This is the kind of thing that just makes me so giddy about the first era of American music, which is that these guys were all hanging out and recording on each other's records. And if you get excited about sleuthing, you can dig up a lot of really cool connections, like the ones I'm gonna regale you with in a little minute here. So coming up next, we're gonna hear a couple by Clifford Gibson, and then, as promised, what? Country on a Blues Show? Unthinkable. Jimmy Rogers with Let Me Be Your Sidekick. Here on KVMR, it's about 3:09.
Come and spend the day. Awful nice to me, stranger, just to come and spend the day. But that old-timey rider can drive your blues away. Did you ever wake up in the morning and find your rider gone? Did you ever wake up in the morning and find your rider gone? I know just how it feels, that's why I compose this song. My misery. Went to the doctor for my misery. There is nothing but the blue bearing down on me. And I asked the doctor anything that he could do. And I asked the doctor, was there anything that he could do? Says I can't do nothing till that woman come back to you.
You're surviving out there. It's 3:15 a.m. and you're listening to KVMR FM. Nothing is PM right now. Isn't that fantastic? And we were listening to Mr. Clifford Gibson. Right now, we are listening to Louisville Special with Earl McDonald's original Louisville Jug Band. And the reason we're listening to things from Louisville, not just because I secretly want to pronounce it Louisville, or something like that, is that Clifford Gibson, little known bluesman, at least to me anyway, so I'm saying little known, is a blues singer out of Louisville and moved to St. Louis early on and struck up a recording and playing life there. He recorded on Victor and then on QRS, which is a label I don't know very much about at all. QRS, do those come together in the alphabet? Is that what that's about? It's too late. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But those records were cut in the late 20s, this last one in 1929. And he's got a pretty interesting sound, but more than that, I was reading up on him a little bit, and he performed like up through his death in the 60s in this section of St. Louis. It was wildly popular, the entertainment district in the 40s and 50s, maybe mostly the 50s, called Gaslight Square. And the scene in St. Louis in the 50s and the continuation of this kind of blues in an urban setting. By the way, he never really lived in the country. He always lived in cities. So it's just the type of blues that I've never really heard before or thought about. Don't think that, I guess you think about St. Louis kind of, but I don't know. Anyway, Kentucky blues, something interesting and new. So we've got another couple coming up from old Cliff Gibson. I figured it's the time in the show to give you another authentic 78 RPM 1920s fan of blues, or then called race music, listening experience. So we're going to play an A side and a B side and tell you a little bit about when it was recorded here on KVMR FM. So coming up, Stop Your Ramblin' by Cliff Gibson. Thank you.
you walk in. Spider climbing up a lonesome wall.
When you see that spider climbing up a wall, you can tell the world he's gonna get his ashes hauled. Deodorant.
I didn't quite catch that. What was going to happen to the spider? Did you guys catch that? Something's going to happen to that spider. That was our friend Jimmy Rogers, you may recognize from Blue Yodel, Bristol Sessions fame, all of that good stuff. And he was singing Let Me Be Your Sidetrack, or Sidekick, Sidetrack. I keep writing sidekick and saying sidekick, sidetrack. And that was Clifford Gibson, remember, out of Louisville and into St. Lou on the guitar. And coming up next, there are many decisions to be made. We could go many routes. We could play some Alabama blues or some Georgia blues. Though, I guess it's not really that many routes. There are two routes, Alabama blues or Georgia blues. I think we're going to do a bit of both, looking into the work of Ed Bell / Barefoot Bill / Slewfoot Joe. Bet you didn't think they were the same person, but you want to come up with some cool names like that for yourself when you record on 10 different labels in the 20s? Well, there's still time. But first, I'm going to tell you about some more things that are happening locally. So, as you may have heard, KVMR is looking for a chief engineer to oversee the technical operations and the signal of our station. Information about the opening is available on our website at kvmr.org. Or you can have an information packet mailed to you by calling our business office weekdays at 530-265-9073. The Church of the Mountains in Truckee is accepting new or gently used items to be distributed during the holiday season. Drop-off bins are located at the church, which is across from the Arts and Culture Center at Sierra Bible Church on Brockway. Call 587-4407. I'm assuming that's 530. And the next community book swap, exciting, will be held on Sunday, December 4th from 1 to 3 p.m. The swap takes place at Scooter's Place, 139 Jorski Drive in Grass Valley. Bring your used books, CDs, DVDs, and recent magazines and trade them for others. For more information, call 615-4155. And Sierra Gold Chorus presents a grand old Christmas at its Christmas shows in Nevada County and Auburn. The Nevada County show is Saturday, December 3rd at 2 o'clock p.m. at the Elks Lodge, 518 State Highway, 49 North, Nevada City. The Auburn show is Saturday, December 10th at 2 o'clock p.m. at Parkside Church Nazarene, 3885 Richardson Drive. Call Joan Frank at 530-367-3532 for tickets and information. Stay tuned for some Alabama and Georgia blues. You're listening to Something Like the Blues Cafe. I'm your host, Jess Lamar Reese-Holler. You're listening to KVMR-FM, Nevada City. Don't you forget it. It's 3:30 on the dot. Time for more blues.
I'm gonna lose my Clifford. You know we're a long way from home. Got to play to walk back home.
Going to be a bad host here and talk over poor Slewfoot Joe, but as you can tell, sometimes 78s get digitized and what we've got to work with isn't of the highest sound quality, but that's okay. Just wanted you to have a little bit of that experience. That was a cut off of QRS 1929. We listened to the A side, Shoutin' Baby Blues, in its entirety, and I'm talking over Tootin' Out Blues right now. And up next, we're going to hear two of this mysterious and multifaceted fella's more famous ones. I don't know much about Ed Bell slash Slewfoot Joe slash Barefoot Bill other than what I just said and the fact that he was born in, what's it called? Something unusual. Like Fort, what's it called? I can find it, hold on. Fort Deposit, Alabama. Fort Deposit. And was an Alabama bluesman. And that last record we listened to came out in 29 on QRS. Before that, he was recording on Paramount. We're going to listen to his two first recordings, Mamlish Blues and Hambone Blues from 27. And then he switched around a little bit and ended up on Columbia, where he recorded under the name Barefoot Bill and also the name Ed Bell. So we'll listen to a couple tunes from each incarnation. That seems fair to a bluesman who's shifting forms as he shifts labels. And for the last little bit of the hour, I think we'll flow our way freely through some one-offs and some just interesting and beautiful sounds coming out of that part of the near Piedmont South. So stay tuned for more Ed Bell / Slewfoot Joe / Barefoot Bill here on KPMR.
Just for saving me. Here's a dream, my children. the bird. You ain't sweet no man is more. You just be my sugar. You ain't sweet no. Oh, she is sweet. Can you throw me from your door? Mama, mama, I set it off. Keep it for my man is love, mama. Cause I set it. I done got tired of sleeping by myself. Well, my mama, she didn't like me, mom. Papi, give me mammy's way. Mama didn't like me. Papi, give me way. That's the very reason I'm wondering tired today. Talking about your stroller, but you just thought that we man in mine. Talking about your stroller, just thought that we mine. She ain't so good looking, but she do dress fine. She was standing on a corner between 25th and Family's Main. She stood on a corner.
Want me to bring you back or just anything you think your baby like? Easy rider, don't you know my name? Honey, honey, it's sweet as a plum, baby. Throw your arms around and let's have some fun. Easy rider gal, don't you know my name? Going up to town with my hat in my hand. I'm looking for the woman, ain't got no man. He's a rider now, don't you know my name? Left town, what want me to bring you back? Just anything you think your baby like. He's a rider, gal, don't you know my name? Mama, just look at this, standing on the corner trying to do that twist. He's a rider, don't you know my name? I miss this, y'all think inside you're trying to be a woman and you don't know how. He's a rider, don't you know my name? But two things I just like, that's all in each dog and ball in each jack. He's a rider, don't you know my name? Wears them in the summer and she wears them in the fall. Some go to sea, don't wear them at all. He's a rider, don't you know my name? He's a rider, don't you know my name?
Let me be your little dog until your big hound comes. Let me be your little dog till your big hound comes. I can do more howling your big dog ever done. Look over your roll book, since you got my baby's name. Look over your roll book, since you got my baby's name. She's acting funny and she don't seem the same. Take care of the baby, she'll make a broad someday. Take care of the baby, cause she'll make a broad someday. And if I'm not too busy, I'll be stopping by your way. I feel like falling from the treetop to the ground. I feel like falling from the treetop to the ground. My gal got a mean joke in her, he don't love me around. I go there early in the morning, I'll go there late at night. I go there early in the morning, I'll have to go there late at night. She used to be my sugar now, she ain't treating her right. You got to love your baby, cause she'll stay home at night. You got to love your baby, so she'll stay home at night. And if you don't love her, she sure ain't gonna treat you right. When you were down, dig down on your bed. When you were down, dig down on your bed. Nobody brought you your medicine, also brought you bread. You is up today, looking good again. You is up today, looking good again. I knock on your door, won't even let me in. But the sun gonna shine once more in my back door. But the sun gonna shine once more in my back door. It's true, I love you, sweet mama, but you can't mistreat me no more. I was standing at the time room, arm folded up and cried. I was standing at the time room, arm folded up and cried. Crying, I wonder what dream taking that brown of mine. Then I run to the telephone, tap the receiver down. Then I run to the telephone, tap the receiver down. I say, hello, Central, give me Dr. Brown.
All right, we've been listening to Robert Hicks, none other than Barbecue Bob, out of Walnut Grove, Georgia. That's in Walton County, Georgia. I looked it up, in the central northern part of the state. And he and his brother, Charlie Hicks, were part of a big blues scene there in Georgia, migrated on down to Atlanta, and Barbecue Bob played with the likes of Young Buddy Moss, the harmonica player. I think Josh White was around those parts. there was a lot of stuff going on in Georgia in the 1920s, and he didn't live very long. He died of a lot of complicated things when he was 29, but was pretty well loved and remembered for the period of time that he did play and influenced a lot of people. He also played with Curly Weaver. So we heard from Barbecue Bob, She's Gone Blues, Unknown Blues, Unnamed Blues, excuse me, and Easy Rider, Don't You Deny My Name. And we're going to stick around with this part of Georgia and listen to a couple of numbers from Buddy Moss and some other Georgites I've never heard of, but we'll hear of today here on KVMR, coming up on 4 a.m., and we'll be passing the torch over to Ruby Slippers in a couple of minutes. Thanks for tuning in to the old, 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 old blues.
Staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. Babe keeps staying out all night long, says daddy really don't care. She goes out alone and stays all day, got another woman to take her place. Babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. I mean, baby daddy really don't care. Now my babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. Babe keeps staying out all night long, well, the daddy really don't care. I got a girl that she's long and tall, when she give me love and says, Lord, Lord, Lord. Says my babe keeps staying out all night long, but the daddy really don't care. I mean, baby daddy really don't care. Babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. Babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. God can't say your name, tell it right there. When she give her love and says just too tight, says babe keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. I mean, baby daddy really don't care. Staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. No, my babe, she's doing me wrong, swear your daddy really don't care. She stays out all night long, she gonna come home and find me gone. Then my baby keeps staying out all night long, but her daddy really don't care. I mean, baby daddy really don't care. Now my baby keeps staying out all night long, but your daddy really don't care. I know my babe, she's doing me wrong, but daddy really don't care. She stays out both day and night, said I know my babe, she ain't treating me right. Said my babe keeps staying out all night long, but daddy really don't care. I mean, but your daddy really don't care.
Riding river blue, running by my door. Riding river blue, running by my door. They run in sweet mama like a half a drum before.
I got to move in early. I ain't light on to free. I got to move in early.
That was George Carter with Risin' River Blues. I don't know much about him at all, but I can tell you I reckon that song is about the Great Mississippi Flood of 1927. A lot of bluesmen all across the South and folks in general had songs coming out about that really, really disastrous flood. Barbecue Bob's first big hit actually was Mississippi Heavy Water Blues that came out in 27 as flood was happening. It was a serious, serious event. 14% of Arkansas was underwater. The Great Migration from the South of many African Americans to urban centers, which brought blues to urban centers in many cases. A lot of that was the result of huge majority of the states along the Mississippi being totally flooded. If you want to read an interesting account of that, William Faulkner's If I Forget Thee, Jerusalem is a really gorgeous story set in this time, this place, this kind of music. But I think it's really fascinating to pull up these kind of very poignant considerations of current events going on in these blues songs. And that was George Carter with that tune. I don't know much about it, to tell you the truth, but I mean much about him, but I'll try to learn more for later if you're interested. And we're going to close out with a number or two from the rest of this Georgia canon. More folks I don't know much about, but they've got some good songs that tweaked my fancy. So we're going to hear, I think we're going to hear from Bumblebee Slim with No Woman, No Nickel. I like the sound of that. I don't know what it means, but it's probably true if he's saying it. So this has been a fantastic last 2 hours of the Blues Cafe. I'm Jess Lamar, Reese Holler for Ralph Henson for Little Angel B. And it is about 4 minutes to 4 a.m. here on KVMR FM, Nevada City. Thank you so much for having been with me. Pleasant slumbers or a pleasant day, depending on where you are. And either way, I'm sure the old blues will take you there. Thank you.
feeling so sad. Lord, you know I want his friends like he won what Adam had.
Thank you.